I have a very important message to minister tonight, one that I never heard preached before, but I'm sure glad the Lord gave it when he did. Amen. To me, it seemed like some kind of supernatural visitation, an infirmity, just so many of our leaders were all sick at the same time, and of course, I didn't like that. Nobody does. When five people in your front row call you on a Sunday morning and they can't be there one after another, you kind of know that the enemy's up to something. There's things that are natural and then there's things that are supernatural. But that was supernatural. And so I begin to ask the Lord about this, because I know the things that you know that we've been taught, because we're full gospel. I mean, we have our faith flag underwear on, you know how that goes. Is that a visual or what? I mean, I grew up with Hagin like you did. Speak things that be not as though they were. I understand faith. Hallelujah. But I want results. And I think we receive something from the Holy Spirit, very profound, and I'm going to share that revelation tonight. I was just sitting in my chair like I do, my meditation chair. A lot of stuff happens there when you get quiet with the Lord. This revelation just started passing through, and I'm like, wow, I never thought of that. You know, the Bible says that we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I'm going to say it like this. It's not really knowledge that's going to set you free. It's revelation knowledge. We're destroyed for the lack of revelation knowledge. Until you are enlightened into the ways of the kingdom, until you and I are enlightened and our eyes are enlightened to the ways of the kingdom, we're not going to function with full authority. We have to be enlightened from above. The Holy Spirit has to light the Word of God. It's just not the knowledge of that Word that you read with your brain that's going to set you free. It's the inspired Word of the Holy Spirit. He inspires that Word. And he lights it. It's called Rhema. It's called Rhema word. It's the Greek word for, there's logos, that's the written word. Rhema is the living word when he lights it. Amen. And he makes it alive. Well, that's what he did with this particular revelation. And I believe it's going to set you free. It's going to set your generations free and their generations. Should the Lord tarry. Amen. So I want to begin, just take you back a little bit to Genesis, but I don't want you to go to Genesis. I'll just take you back there in exhortation. But I do want you to go to Romans chapter 5, and we'll begin the night. So the devil made me mad. So the Lord, you know, when I was asking him about this, he doesn't really care about our enemy. He doesn't seem to think that our enemy is our problem. Because I'm asking him about that situation, and he's trying to talk to me about what he's done. So he's already addressed the enemy. That's probably why he doesn't want to readdress him. Because when he said he's finished, when it's finished, he finished that situation. So he's not going to keep readdressing something he's already done. He is going to address issues with our understanding. Amen. And I believe one of the big reasons why we are not walking in divine health is because we don't have the fullness of revelation. And I'm like, what more could be taught than it's been taught? Amen. But it's there. Hallelujah. So Romans 5 verse 12. We'll begin there. It says, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. God told Adam, the day you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. Well, they ate, and he didn't die that day. He said, the day you eat, you will surely die. And when they ate, it took his body 935 years later, before his body laid down and died. They lived a long time, but spiritual death entered immediately upon the fall of man. As soon as they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we know that because first thing they did wouldn't hid themselves. They felt the need to hide. They discovered their nakedness because they were clothed in the glory of God. And they discovered their nakedness and they wouldn't hid themselves. And man's been hiding from God ever since. In shame and everything else, we hide. That's the nature of sin. It hides. It's dark. Well, sin entered into the human race. It said by one man, this is speaking of Adam, the law, what entered into the human race was the law of sin and death. Say the law. There's two basic laws in the earth. There is the law of sin and death that came in by Adam right here. Sin entered the world. And now notice this, it said death passed upon all men. That was a law causing that death to pass upon all men. Because you want to know why death passed upon all men? It's not the kind of death like when we die, but it's spiritual death that will ultimately cause death. It causes sin, sickness, disease, poverty, debt, lack. Everything resulted in the curse that entered in through that law. Now I have to build all this before I tell you what I'm going to talk to you about tonight. As soon as they eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, as soon as they ate, that law came immediately into the earth. The law of sin and death, and it began to corrupt the entire face of the earth because the garden was made in the image of God. It had the glory of God in it. That glory departed from the garden. The glory departed from the world. Do you remember when the Lord was hanging on the cross and the Bible says in Isaiah 53, his visage was marred more than any man and his form the sons of men? Do you know that that was not the result of the beatings and the stripes that he received from the Roman centurions, and the Romans and the centurion was there, and that centurion, he beat himself on the chest, so to speak. He said, this must be the Son of God when he looked upon him. He said his visage was marred more than any man. You know what that was that caused that? That was the sin offering, the sin that corrupted the entire face of the earth, the law of sin and death that corrupted the entire face, the sickness, the disease. Surely he had borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. That hit him in his body, it hit him in his spirit, it hit him and it caused him to contort upon the cross to where you couldn't even see that it was a man hanging there. The visage was marred more than any man. That was the law of sin and death. He became the sin offering for the world. And he died the penalty of that. That law came in Adam's day. And because Adam and Eve had another law in their loins called the law of Genesis. It said, be fruitful and multiply. See, God set the law within man because sin entered into man's loins. Sin passed down. That's why it doesn't matter if you're born with a Mary Poppins, pristine, perfect soul that can walk around and tiptoe through the tulips and walk around in the earth and be so prim and proper. You're still born with a fallen nature. You're born with a law that exists in the members. You're born that way. No matter how good you are, some people can control the law. Some people like Jack Daniels couldn't control the law. They just let it run loose. Those make better Christians, by the way, because if you can't restrict the fallen nature, chances are you won't constrict the new one either. You'll let turn that thing loose in a good way. Those that were so pristine control with their soul, when they get born again, they start controlling the new man. So there was a law set in motion. Then came another law called the law of Moses. And a curse with that law came because God said, cursed is every man that continueth not in everything that's written in this book. He gave a commandment. He gave a law and a commandment to keep it, knowing they could not keep it. And he attached a curse with it. He said, you know that the law will hold dominion over a man as long as he lives. Because there's only one man that could fulfill that. And that was Christ. And when he fulfilled it, then he became the curse of the law and he buried all that. But something happened when the Lord, at his death, burial, and resurrection, something happened. I want you to go to Romans chapter 8 now. So Romans 8, I'm going to show you a very misunderstood verse of scripture here. You need to know when something's speaking about the Holy Spirit and something that's speaking about the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ. Those are two different things, by the way. The Holy Spirit is not the law of the Spirit of life. He enforces the law of the Spirit of life. Now, you need to stay with me because it's very important that I lay this foundation down before I tell you this revelation. Romans 8 and verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Condemnation he was referring to was Romans 7. A man trying to keep the law did not have a nature to do it. Is there no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit? Of course, we could drop into Romans 7 and talk to you about what that flesh is, but we won't right now. Verse 2 is what I'm looking for. For the law, say the law, of the Spirit of life. That big S should really be a little s. That's not the Holy Spirit right there. Say the law of the Spirit of life hath made me free of the law of sin and death. That law is what Jesus came for. He came to purchase a new law, to set in motion a new law. He came to take the old law and bury it. And then when he was raised from the dead, there was a new law enacted. The law of the Spirit of life. And it was that law that the Holy Spirit would take, that when you ask the Lord to come into your heart, he takes that law and he recreates your human spirit, removing the death nature and putting the life in it. The law of the Spirit of life. Your spirit was born again. Born from above. Translated out of the darkness it was born into the marvelous light. That was done by the law of the Spirit of life. It was the Holy Spirit that performed that action upon your faith. If the Holy Spirit, if that was him, then he could have done that to every Old Testament saint. It was a new law that the Lord had to purchase. And it's that law that's functioning and operating. I delight in the law of God after the new man. It's that law that's functioning in your spirit. It's what gives you access to the heavenlies. It's what gives you access to eternity with God. I have a law working in my members. God works with spiritual law. You need to write that down. God does not do things arbitrarily. He works with spiritual law, and he's bound. He bound himself to spiritual law. The devil works with spiritual law. What gives the devil authority is that law that was set in motion in the earth. The Bible says he becomes the god of this world system. All their lifetime they were subject to bondage, the Bible said. That was bondage we were born under. That's what the enemy is using, the law of the spirit of death, the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is what set the curse into the earth. It's what set the curse of sin, sickness, disease, poverty. Everything that's corruptible came from that law. And the curse that came with that law. That law is still in operation in the earth. Everyone says, why does a good God let bad things happen to people? Because there is a law in the earth. It's not God allowing it. That law was set in motion when Adam handed it over. He handed his dominion over. And when the law of sin and death entered into the earth. So the devil's working through law. Demons work through law. They don't work through natural law. They operate through spiritual law. When they're inhabiting a body, sometimes they will illegally inhabit something. Because somebody doesn't know their rights under law. Demons operate through the law of sin and death. Poverty operates through the law of sin and death. Sickness and disease operate through the law of sin. It's what gives them their power to execute their filth, to execute their infirmity. They're operating through spiritual law, the curse that's in the world system. With that introduction, I want to begin. Amen. I want to know what God did with your body. What happened to my body? What happened to your body when we were born again? Seemingly nothing happened. Same body that I was born again in is the same body I have now. I know my spirit was translated from darkness to light. I know that I am a new creation. I am not a sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner. All have sinned and fallen short. Yeah, that was a man struggling under the law, trying to keep its righteousness without a nature to do so. And everyone who tried fell short of the glory of God. If you'll meditate that out, you'll figure out that's what it's talking about. I know what he did with my spirit. I know that I'm a new creation. I know I've been given access. I know I can move in realms of the spirit. I can sit down in heavenly places. I've been raised together, made to sit together. But what about my body? What about your body? What did he do? My body wasn't born again. Was your body born again? I wish it was born again. What did he do with our bodies? When you can answer that question, there is a great mystery. Well, we know on the cross, Isaiah 53 said that he purchased some things for us. Surely he had borne our sicknesses and he carried our pains. So we know on the cross when he's becoming a sin offering, he was also becoming an offering for every sickness, every infirmity, every virus, every plague. Everything known to man was laid upon him in fullness. And he buried it in baptism. When he was buried, he buried it all with him. What he was burying, by the way, was that law. It was a law of sin and death. He had to take that law upon himself and everything that came with it, the curse that came with it, and he buried that law. If he didn't bury it, he couldn't have purchased a new one. We know he did. You're in this room tonight. You're born again. I know my spirit. I know something happened. I was a drug dealer one day, and I was on the street preaching God's word the next day. Something happened to me. I know that I have a inheritance for healing. But here's where we've missed it. I wouldn't say we've missed it. We've missed the mark. We've been dealing with fruits. The enemy will come and attack your body, and you'll exercise faith to try to drive him out of your body. And you're exercising faith upon that whatever it is that's attacking your body. I'm going to submit tonight to stop doing that. And I'm going to submit tonight to teach you how to change the law. What's going on in your body is going on by law. Did you hear that? What's happening in your body is happening by law. Now, let's read this again. Romans 8. Ready? Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you can write executed by the Holy Spirit or facilitated by the Holy Spirit, has made me free. Has made, past tense, free from the law of sin, death, sickness, and disease. Poverty, it made you free. Say, it set me free. Now, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. When I was sitting in my chair, the scripture started floating through me. And I said, would you look at that? Never really thought about what he did with my body. But I'm going to address this issue from a different level. I'm not going to address the issue of sickness and disease and infirmity at a fruit level. I'm going to address it at a root level. We are going to address the law that's operating in our bodies. Before we do that, we need to understand some legal rights that we have here. 1 Corinthians 6, you might not have ever heard this. I have never heard this before, what I'm about to say to you. the way I'm going to say it to you. Let me say it that way. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 15. Know you not. Know you not that your bodies, say your bodies, he's talking to born again people here, are members of Christ. Did you see that? Did you know that your body is a member of Christ? Do you think God owns anything that's dead? Do you think God owns anything that's full of sickness, disease? But I still feel like I'm wearing a body that's dead. It didn't get born again. What happened? Something happened. Did you know that something happened when you were born again to your body? Did you know that? It doesn't seem like it. Yeah, but it happened. Well, what happened? I'm glad you asked, young Jedi disciple. Grasshopper. Verse 19. What? 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 Know you not that your body is the temple of sin, sickness, and disease? It's the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. It houses and encases the Holy Ghost, which you have of God, and you're not your own. You are bought with a price. Yeah, my spirit was bought. Well, go on. He said, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, plural, which are God's. Your body is God's and your spirit is God's. He owns your spirit and he owns your body. Therefore, when you are born again, something transpired and ownership was transferred. Now, I know my spirit was born again, but my ownership of my body was transferred to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is the legitimate, bona fide owner of this body. Now, if he's the owner, he had to take possession. How did that ownership transfer is what I want to know. How did you take ownership of this body? God, this doesn't come and grab something. He has to purchase it. It has to change ownership. And I'm quite certain the devil just didn't say, oh, I'll give that up. He was made to give it up. And he still thinks he owns it to this day. He was made to give up the ownership of your body. Now, this is huge. Because I want to know how he took ownership. I can promise you this. God didn't take ownership with a body having the same law of sin and death that was working in it from the beginning. He didn't say, oh, I'll just take ownership of sin and death. God doesn't own sin and death. He buries sin and death. He doesn't take ownership of death. He takes ownership of life. If he took ownership, I want to know how he did it. I don't know about you, but I want to know how he did it. Now all this is floating across me. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, wow, what happened to my body? I know the law of sin and death was operating in my body before. I know it still has a term limit on it. I mean, I'm not Methuselah. I'm not going to live 900 something years. But I want to know what you did. So go back to Romans 8. Now this is big, because if you understand what happened, you'll understand that the enemy has no legal right to exist in your body ever. Not the fact that they just attach themselves and you have no legal right because Jesus bore you on the cross and you have no right because Jesus bore you. No, he has no right because the law by which you're operating with has been buried. I don't have that law working anymore. But it will work there until you wake up to the fact that he did something with the law of sin and death. It was operating in your body. Otherwise, if he didn't, Do you understand what gives ownership is the law? If it's the law of sin and death, the devil owns you. If someone walks up into glory and they hadn't had a change of ownership through the law of sin and death, they are not walking into glory. I don't care how good they are. You're not going to walk in there without a change of ownership. They have to accept the ownership. And accepting the ownership, he bought me with the price. You're bought. He purchased the body. If he purchased, he pulled it out of the domain of the devil. And he pulled the devil's domain out of it. I said, well, why didn't you just glorify it like my spirit? He said, well, then I'd have had to take you out of the earth. So what I did is I gave you phase one of your redemption. Phase two is the glorified body. You're not going to get that to the sound of the trump. So right now I'm existing in a pre-glorified body. That's where my redemption is right now. I'm existing in a pre-glorified state in my body. And I am in a holding pattern with a term limit. But I do not have the law of sin and death anymore operating. Now, that law will operate if you let it. Now, here's the key. He's given you and I the authority of what you let operate there. If you don't know your rights, that law will start operating again right in your body because another law is illegal operating. Devils operate by law. And we're going to deal with them at law level. I don't want to deal with devils anymore. I want to deal with the law issue. I want to deal with the law of sin and death. What happened to that law? Because if God owns me, he had to purchase me, then he had to remove that law from my body. That's good stuff, isn't it? Romans 8, ready? I said, Lord, what did you do? How did you do it? I said, because I don't have my glorified body. He says, yeah, but you do have one laid up in your account. I've already purchased that for you as part of the purchase possession. In fact, Ephesians 1 says that you are a purchased possession. Say purchased. Not going to purchase you, already purchased you. Your spirit already belongs to him, but your body he purchased. And when he purchased, he says, I'll take the law of sin and death from that body, and I'll give that body access to the law of the Spirit of life. Do you know he's given your body access to the law of the Spirit of life? Now, he can't do with your body what he did with your spirit and it's recreated. If he did, out you go. Because you have to stay this earth. This body's what grounds you to the earth. He has to keep a certain nature operating in your body, but not a law. Write that down. He had to keep your nature. He had to keep that to keep you in this body. But the law he took out. That's why he owns you. That's why he calls your body the temple of the Holy Ghost. Do you think that the Holy Spirit is going to dwell in a temple of sin, sickness, and disease? Sometimes we force him to. But that's not what God's plan is. Amen? Now, Romans 8. For the law of the Spirit of life, verse 2, in Christ he's made me free from the law of sin and death. I know that happened to my spirit, but did he set my body free? How did he take ownership? I'm sitting there asking him this, and it just floated right through me. Verse 10. Ready? And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. You can write sickness, disease. It's not dead like you and I know it. Dead, dead. But it is dead. Do you know why it's dead? Because he had to declare it dead. Why? So he could bury it. When he buried your old man, he could legally bury. Just pinch yourself. He didn't bury that. I'm still here. But he buried something. Something got buried. Why did he say the body's dead? Everybody's walking around with the spiritually dead. He said, no, no, no. Your body is different. When you're born again, it is dead. But not the one like dead like you know it. Like walking around like zombie. What died? What was buried? Why did he declare it dead? He buried the law of sin and death. He buried that in baptism. If Christ be in you, the law that was born in your body has been buried into baptism. He had to it. So when you were raised in spirit, your body, see, you never felt this, but this all happened. Legally, it happened. Positionally, it happened. Whether you know it or not, he buried something. And when he buried the old law, it gave him the right to take ownership of your body. But he left your body in a holding pattern with a term limit in a pre-glorified state so you could have access and operate in the earth as a human being. This is what the Lord knew when he operated in a body just like yours. He didn't have a glorified body. He was born with a body just like yours. But something happened. He knew he was going to pay the price. God let him operate that way. And he could do things. His body would do things. It'd walk on water. It was not subject to the laws of the physics that govern the earth because he already removed the law of physics that commanded it serve the law of sin and death and the physics of the earth. Said, not so. I operate in a different body. Mine's been buried in baptism. I'm operating free of that. Therefore, the Holy Spirit has the right to take the one I'm in and do extraordinary things with it. Like walk on water. Walk on water. Yeah, walk on water. Oh, pass through time. They were rowing in the middle of the sea, and immediately they were on land. God translated them right through the water. Philip caught him up, translated him. Why can he do that? Because your body's not subject to the law of sin and death anymore. It's in a semi-state waiting to be glorified, but it has access to the kingdom now. And the kingdom and the law of the Spirit of life has access to your body now because it is a purchased possession. Is that good or what? I love it! Why is that important? Because no devil, no spirit of infirmity, no plague, no virus, no cancer has a legal right to operate because the law of sin and death does not exist. So they have no law to operate by. So I'm going to deal with them at the level of the law. And I say the law of sin and death that this body was born with, I address you this day. And I say you are severed, broken, every chain, every cord, severed, buried in baptism. And I decree the infusion, the release of the law of the Spirit of life. And I call it to multiply at the molecular level of my cells, to multiply into my countenance, to multiply and to renew my youth like that of the eagle. I call it to release in my respiratory system, to release into my digestive system, to release, to multiply, to increase, to infuse every cell with a brand new law. The law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. I am a purchased possession now, and I decree every foul devil, get out of my body. It's not your body to inhabit. It belongs to the living God. Will that preach? Romans 8 verse 10. If Christ be in you, the body has been declared dead. What part? The law of the sin and death was declared dead, buried in baptism. He had to do that in order to transfer the ownership. He had to bury that old law. Otherwise, he couldn't take ownership. You'd still be owned by the devil. He didn't redeem your spirit and leave your body in the devil's hands. But your body is a battleground for both laws. And depending on what you know and what you understand is which law is going to operate. And if that old fallen law is out to operate, then devils will come through that fallen law and attach themselves. Devils like cancer. They have a name. Virus, plagues, allergies. I am going to live free of allergies. Allergy season comes along, I'm not going to be going around coughing. No plague cometh nigh the dwelling of my body, the law of the spirit of life. Now you're going to have to execute this by faith. You're going to have to do something. Otherwise, that old stuff just keep living in there. You're going to have to order that fallen law out. Even though he positionally removed it, your faith is going to have to remove it. Because the enemy is an illegal squatter. He squats illegally in areas that don't belong to him. He'll camp on your finances until you wake up. Verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Oh, are you ready for this? He that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken. See that word quicken? That's an old English word, quicken your mortal body by his spirit that's dwelling in you. The Holy Spirit will take the law of the spirit of life and he will quicken your mortal body with that life. He'll give you injections. He can't take you all the way over to the glorified state. Otherwise, you're raptured out of here. But what he will do is he'll quicken and he'll inject life. He'll inject the law of the spirit of life. Injection after injection until he renews your youth like the eagle. I may age, but I'm not going to age like the world where my skin falls off of me and my bones crack. I'm going to age with usefulness. How old are you? Well, I'm 75. I'm 80. I'm robust. I'm full. Testosterone still flowing. I'm going to age gracefully. I'm going to age under the law of the spirit of life. I understand that God has made a term limit on this body to 120. That's okay with me. It's 70, but by, you know, there's another one with 120. But I'm going to age gracefully under the law of the spirit of life. I'm going to fulfill all that God's called me to do. I am not going to let some devil operating through a fallen law that doesn't even have a right to exist in my body. What do you think he clings to when he clings to your body? He clings to a law that you have not addressed yet. That's why they have authority, because we haven't addressed the law of sin and death. You need to have a formal burial. Go out in your yard and bury the old man. You something got buried when you were born again. And it was the law of sin and death that got buried from your body. You had to bury it. Now I got a new one. I got a new law every day. I'm decreeing an infusion of the law of the spirit of life in every part of my body at the cellular level. I'm decreeing an infusion and multiply, rapidly increase, multiply. Let that law of the spirit of life multiply. Let the glory multiply. Let divine health multiply. That law is administrated by the living waters in Hebrews. Hebrews, he says that he washes your body, having your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience, and your bodies washed with pure water. Not normal water, pure water. Waters of resurrection life. Waters that have the law of the spirit of life in them, washing out the old. See, it's a regeneration effect. It's just regenerating, renewing you. I'm going to age gracefully. Renewing my youth like that of the eagle. I'm going to be like Abraham and Sarah. Get ready, baby. We're getting returned back to the time of life. God turned the clock back. He was 100, she was 9, turning them back down into their 30s to the time of life. Hey, you don't believe me? Sarah was a hottie at 90 years old. King Abimelech looked at her and said, I want her. He didn't see no 90-year-old woman. God turned her clock back. He turned her youthfulness back. He turned her countenance back. He turned her back to the time of life, to a king could have any woman he wants. He's looking at Sarah, 90 years old Sarah. That's the one I want. And Abraham knew it too. That's why he said, tell him you're my sister, you hottie. He knew she was hot. 90-year-old babe. Verse 11, the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead will quicken. You want that. He's quickening you with the law of the spirit of life. He's giving your body access to the law of the spirit of life. He's not going to recreate your body because you'd be out of here, but he's giving you access and he's quickening you. You have a right to be quickened with the law of the spirit of life. Is it good stuff? Verse 23, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption. Notice this. Waiting for the adoption to culminate the redemption of our body. He adopted your body. He had to have taken ownership to adopt it. Oh, I'll adopt your spirit, but I'm going to leave your body under another law. No, he adopted you. And the way he adopted you is he buried the law of sin and death at baptism. And then he adopted your body and says, I declare that body mine. I'm going to put it in a holding pattern. I'm going to let you operate. I'm going to infuse it with another law. And I am going to cut off the enemy's access to your body. Is that good or what? Go to Romans 6. I'm going to live in divine health all the days of my life. I have a new law operating in me. There's a new sheriff in town. Got a brand new law. Deal with infirmity at the level of law. Deal with it at law. The law of the spirit of life. Isn't that good? I bet the enemy's kind of hating the fact that he sent an assignment against us. That's why I said God didn't even address him. He said, oh, I'll give you a truth that'll set you free. It'll set you free. And nobody can convince me this not truth. I know it's truth. Romans 6, verse 3. Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his what? Death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ is raised up from the dead with the glory of the Father, even so we would walk in newness of what? Life. That wasn't just your spirit. He gave your body access to the life. Your spirit was infused with complete life. But he gives your body access to a new law. He had to leave you in a certain nature so you can exist here. But he buried. You know what this means, buried in baptism? When he was hanging on the cross, you were hanging there with him. All of you, when he was buried and when he became the sin offering, all of your sin he took upon himself, all your sickness, all your disease, it caused him to contort to a hideous mess. You didn't even know it was a man. The law of sin and death caused him to contort that you didn't even know it was a man hanging there, just a blob of flesh contorted by the law of sin and death. And then he was buried under that. All of that was buried in baptism. My friends, you were buried that day legally. And as a God, your old man, the law of sin and death was buried. When you were raised from the dead, all this happened the day you were born again. That's what water baptism is. You were buried. When you're raised, your spirit was raised all the way into the right hand of God. It was resurrected all the way into the positional seat of a joint heir with Christ. Made in the absolute image of Christ, made in the life of Christ. Your body was given part redemption by burying the law of sin and death and leaving you in a holding pattern so you could operate in the earth with a term limit on that body. But that body now belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah. And he said, now your body belongs to me.
And now I will send my Holy Spirit, and your body will be the temple of my Holy Spirit, and it will encase my Holy Spirit because I own that body. You are a purchased possession. You are bought with a price, and your body is not a habitation for sickness and disease, and it's not a habitation for the law of sin and death. The curse has no place in my body because there's a new law in operation. Is that awesome or what? I'm telling you, the enemy is camping and nesting within a law called law of sin and death in their body, and they have never addressed it. So you're going to have to bury that by faith. He already did it, but you got to come into agreement by faith. And you have to bury that thing forever and start decreeing a brand new law operating in your members, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Verse 5, Romans 6, if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. That's why your body gets access to resurrection life. He will quicken your body. Knowing this, verse 6, the old man was crucified with him. The body of sin might be destroyed. That was the embodiment of the law of sin and death in your spirit and your body. He destroyed it when he buried it. That's where it is. It's where it belongs. He took it down to hell. When he was resurrected, he left that law down there. I got a new law operating in my members. I got a new sheriff in town. Verse 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. He that is dead has been freed from sickness, disease, poverty. He's been freed from the curse because he died. That's how he took possession. Everything was ordered dead. The law was ordered dead, and he buried it, and he took possession upon your resurrection. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Now, look at this, verse 12. Let not sin, you can write in there, sickness, disease, poverty, whatever, let not sin, sickness, or disease, therefore, reign in your mortal body. Who is he telling to give charge? He gave you the authority of who, what's going to operate in your body. He said, now let it not reign anymore because I buried it, but don't let it come back up. You don't let it up. Well, if he buried it, then I don't have to do anything. He told you not to do it. Don't let it rise up and take any legal control. You know what that word reign means? Let not sin, sickness, or disease reign. Means to exercise rule or control. You know why? It's been used to reigning for a very long time. It doesn't like the fact that it got unseated and buried. So what it does, through our ignorance, my people are destroyed from the lack of revelation knowledge. It tries to regain its authority, re-sow itself by law. That law tries to re-sow itself. You can't let that law reign because he broke it and he severed it and he buried it in baptism. And when he came up, the only thing that came up was the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. And when that Holy Spirit recreated your spirit, he comes to live inside that law, the law of life. And that law of life, my body gets to be quickened. Quickeneth me, Lord. Quickeneth me. That's how you're going to walk in divine health in the last days. That's how the body of Christ, no plague's going to come nigh our dwelling. When plagues get released, because the Bible says they're going to get released in the last days, they're going to fall right off because they're not going to have a law to attach themselves to. I have a new law. The only thing the law tracks in me is the law of the Spirit of life is tracked in heaven. I'm attracting glory. I'm attracting blessings. I'm attracting favor. I'm attracting strength. I'm attracting fullness. I'm attracting all kinds of good stuff because I got a law that attracts it. It's called the law of attraction. Holy Ghost, oh, look at that law. Devils, when they see the law of sin and death, they'll jump all over it. Because they're attracted to the law of sin and death. Isn't that good? Now, I'll close with this. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You're going to have to decree this now. You're going to have to decree a burial of the old man and a resurrection of a new law, a burial of the old law. You must understand your inherited rights, that he owns your body, and he owns it by baptism. He owned it because he put something to death. Something did happen to your body, and now you know what happened. When you were born again, there was a law operating in your body that was positionally buried so he could take ownership of you. Now you're going to read this particular verse of Scripture a little different. How many of you just feel healed already? I just feel healed. I just feel. I sent somebody a text yesterday. I said, I think I've uncovered something that could spark a revival. I mean, literally, break forth a brand new law into the body of Christ. Just wake up to the fact that that law was sin and death was illegal, occupying their bodies, had no right to do so. That's the devil. He'll do that. Everything he builds is illegal. That's all he ever does is steal something and says it's his. I am not living with seasonal bugs and allergies just because somebody says it's going around, it's going to go right around me. It's not coming nigh me anymore. I am going to build a shield and a fortress of a brand new law. I'm going to walk in divine health all the days of my life. We are going to walk in divine health all the days of our life as a brand new law is in operation. Hallelujah. I close with this. I'm walking in a law of divine health. We are walking in a law of divine health. And no devil going to take me out with sickness and disease. Those days are over. I'm just telling you, he ticked me off. I have another word for it, but he ticked me off. I wasn't happy about being flat on my back for 5 days carrying this kind of gospel. I'm like, this is not right. Just not right. I'm not going to preach something and not walk in it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we're closing verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. The excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. He's talking about the apostles here. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Verse 10, ready? Now read this the right way. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in my mortal body. Do you know what he just said? Always executing that positional death. Always bearing about the dying. Not allowing anything to function in a body that's been fully buried. Don't let it wake up anymore to the old nature. Don't let it wake up to an old curse. Don't let it always bear about that death. That the life may be infused in this mortal body. Always executing what he did. If that law has been buried, then it is buried. I'm not going to let something rise back up into my body that he buried. The two laws can't coexist with each other. That's why he said always bearing that old law, that the new one will manifest in your mortal body, and you'll get quickened, and you'll get deposit after deposit after deposit after deposit. Your body was made to contain the glory. It can carry the glory because he can infuse your body with life. For we which live are all the way delivered unto death. You know what that means? You're all the way delivered to what he had already purchased, what he had already positionally did, buried your death. We're all the way delivered into that death, the old law, that the new one can be manifest in my mortal body. The life that's from above. Is that awesome or what? Now I want to pray real quick tonight. I can assure you every demon in hell would rather this not ever be preached because they lose their base of authority. I want you to go start creating a burial for the old man, in particularly the law of sin and death. I want to bury that in baptism. And I want you to begin to decree every day the rise, the multiplication of the law of the Spirit of life, the infusion, decree it into your cells, decree it into your countenance, decree it in your central nervous system, decree it into your metabolism. Amen to that. Decree it into your chemical balances. Decree it into your immune system. Decree it into the marrow. I've been doing this. I've been decreeing it into my heart, into my blood. That my blood is getting a transfusion of the law of the Spirit of life because the life is in the blood. My blood is not the same blood I'm born with because there was a law operating in that blood. So I'm kicking that law out and I've got a new law coming in. The law of the Spirit of life being infused into my blood system, being fused into my blood, being infused into my blood sugar levels, my blood pressure levels, being infused in the chemical balances of my body, being infused into my count, being infused into the skin, being infused into my eyes where they don't grow dim. One infusion after another, you can begin decreeing on a daily basis. So Father, tonight, we take authority right now. You said, let not it rain. Don't let it hold a place of dominion. We're not going to deal with every sickness and disease on planet Earth. We're just going to take authority over the law that gives them authority. In accordance to your word, we bury the law of sin and death that we were born with in our bodies. We declare it buried. We decree it severed. We decree it severed. Every chain, every cord, we sever it at its root from the birth. We sever that root and we command it buried in baptism. Buried in baptism. We shed it. We put it off. We take off that law and we declare you are no longer welcome. Ever. Our body is a purchased possession. I am a purchased possession, spirit, soul, and body of the Lord Jesus Christ. My body is under the direct ownership of the Lord Jesus. He's taken ownership by the death and the burial of the law of sin and death. You have no legal right ever to exist into my body. To exist in my cells. Now tonight, Father, I declare and decree a brand new law in accordance with your word, the quickening of the law of the Spirit of life, that you quicken my mortal body, that the life of Christ may be infused into my mortal body. I recognize, Father, we are on a term limit here. I recognize that I am in a pre-glorified state. But I can receive the infusions of life. Today, we receive the infusions of life. We decree the law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus to now release into our mortal body, to release into the cellular level of our mortal body. Let a brand new law operate. Let it operate in our blood, for the life is in the blood. Let it operate in our minds, our hearts. Let it operate in every organ, every tissue. Let it operate in the marrow of the bones. Let it multiply this day. Let it begin its multiplication. Light us up. Light me up with the law of the Spirit of life. Light up. Let my chemicals balance. Let my blood pressure balance. Let my respiratory system balance. my digestive system balance. Let my eyes be reversed. The law of the spirit of life infuse into my body. Multiply, increase, fill, release today. For we are sons of the Most High God. And this is the body in the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's a new day for us. It's a new day. We declare no sickness, no plague, no virus, no allergy, no pain, no weariness come nigh our dwelling. There is a new law operating. This law we command, even the natural laws of depression that's coming from the body and oppression and heaviness, be forever loosed. Let the law of joy and strength, vitality, let the juices flow. Let the chemicals balance. Turn us back to the time of life. Renew our youth like that of the eagle. Well, this law is in operation from this day forward. Hallelujah.